Welcome to Community Focus right here on 103.7 The Beat. And if you notice, I am neither Melvin Burns or Gregory T. Roberts. I am Jen Ross, though. And of course, you guys, if you listen every Friday, you know that Greg is out still recovering from surgery. So we offer our prayers to him. And I believe Melvin is traveling this week. So safe travels to Melvin. But thank you for having me today. First of all, we're going to start with some birthday shout outs. We got our very own Lady J. Happy birthday, Lady J. Brian Sanders, Felice Kelly, Dre Kelly, and Mr. Austin Howe down here in Florida. Happy birthday to you all. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. I think Melvin normally starts out with the weather. And if you ventured outside today, you know that it's beautiful outside today. almost 50 degrees, high of 47 today, low of 25. But don't get too excited because there's a 52% chance of snow tomorrow, 1 to 3 inches. And I just, it gets better next week. So spring is coming eventually. But the days are getting longer, so that's a plus. As you guys know, Mount Zion is having their annual fish fry right now. So you can go down there at 188 West Muskegon and get a catfish or a perch dinner. Comes with your choice of two sides. The dinners are $15. The snacks are $10. And you can go right down to the church basement and order it. They're done right to order. So it's fresh, it's hot, and it is delicious. We are coming to a close for Black History Month, but Muskegon Public Schools still has something for you. They are doing their annual Black History program that is sponsored by the 21st Century Program. So shout out to Angie Johnson and all of her coordinators at Muskegon Public Schools for everything that they do with the after school program with the 21st Century Program. And this year they are celebrating the legacy of Big Red Achievement. They are celebrating their own alumni. And this year they're doing, let's see, five of them. Amongst them is Chandra Sain, class of 1990, who also works as a counselor at the high school. Mr. Willie German, class of 1980, and he is also one of our city commissioners for the city of Muskegon. We are celebrating Mr. Eddie Brown, class of 1987, and he is the dean at Charles Hackley Middle School. Miss Lenora Kitty Turner Terry, class of 1976, and she is a health teacher at the middle school. And Mr. Arthur Duren, I'm sorry, Pastor Arthur Duren. If you came up in the 90s in Muskegon Public Schools, he was coaching in and teaching. But right now he is the pastor of a church. So congratulations to them. That is taking place next Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at the high school. So you don't want to miss that. There's still some Black history programming going on, and Muskegon Public School is going to close it out next Thursday at 5:30. On the show with me today, I have someone who is no stranger to doing interviews with me. If you caught my show last Friday, if you don't know, I do host the afternoon jams from 3 to 7 every Friday. I had him on last week because the Muskegon, I'm sorry, the West Michigan Symphony has something special for us today.
Yes, we do. My name is Andy Bielow, and I manage the West Michigan Symphony. And by the way, I'm also Pastor Duren's next door neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
So I know him well. We help each other shovel snow and mow lawns.
Oh, good.
All that good stuff. Anyway, West Michigan Symphony is doing a American Jubilee concert tonight at 7:30 at the Frauenthal. And this will be with conductor Kellen Gray and pianist Michelle Kahn. And Kellen Gray he's not our usual conductor.
He's a guest conductor.
Mm-hmm. And he specializes in performing what he calls African diaspora music. So classical music written by African American composers.
Yes.
You asked me when I was on last week, you were surprised that there was William Dawson, whose Negro Folk Symphony we're doing mm-hmm. tonight, wrote that in the 1940s, and you were surprised by that. But actually, a couple of years ago, we did the Afro-American Symphony by William Grant Still, and that was written in the 19 19- 20s.
Oh, wow.
So there's a whole tradition that a lot of people don't know about, and we're trying to change that.
Yes. Yes. And we also talked last week about just the different programming that the symphony does, because not only do they offer just various types of symphonies, you can go and hear anything from Beethoven. They may have a live singer. There was a live singer there earlier this year that I got to catch that show. Mm-hmm. But you just never know. You never know what you're going to get out of the symphony.
Every concert is different.
Every concert is different.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah. And the opening this year was what was the opening this year?
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember?
Let's see.
Was it ABBA? It wasn't ABBA this year. That was last year.
No,
right?
That was ABBA. It was ABBA this year.
ABBA.
Last year was, was it ABBA or the Beatles this year?
Oh, it was the Beatles last year.
Last year.
And it was ABBA this year. Yeah.
And next year it's going to be Beach Boys.
Oh. So
there you go.
See? You never know.
You never know.
Never know what you're going to get. So how long have you been the CEO for the symphony, Andy?
It was 8 years in January. Mm-hmm. And it's been really wonderful to see all the changes in downtown Muskegon, mm-hmm. and the changes in the community, and also the growth in, you mentioned our all the different programs we do, the growth in our programs for young people.
Yes.
In particular.
Let's talk about those programs.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the Black History Month celebration, mm-hmm. At the high school. Is that going to be at the high school this year?
At the high school.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, they always feature our young people from the Tune Up program.
The Tune Up program, yeah.
They've been doing that every year since we started it, and this is the fourth year of Tune Up, and that is a program for young kids in Muskegon Public Schools from third grade on to learn string instruments.
It is.
And then they get up at the showcase and they get to show what they've learned so far.
Right.
So it's cool.
Yep. And my daughter is a part of the Tune Up program. It has been
a couple years now, right?
Yeah. 2 or 3 years.
She's coming along.
Along really well.
And she sings too.
She does. Yeah. She also sings with the West Michigan Symphony Children's Choir.
So multi-talented young person.
She definitely is. She gets
just
it
like
honest. I wasn't gonna brag a little bit, but I will. So we are talking about the Tune Up program, and that's been going on for quite some time. But then when the kids move on a little bit further and get a little bit older in age, there's another program.
Yeah, there's the
debut, that they can audition for.
There's Debut Strings, and that is an audition-based program. And we're hoping to start having some tune-up students audition for Debut Strings, mm-hmm. because now they've been a lot of the tune-up kids have been playing for a couple of years.
Yes.
So they should be ready.
Yes.
And Debut Strings actually does its own concerts, but it also does a concert every spring with the children's choir.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming up on
March 27th, I believe.
It's Sunday. This coming month. Yeah.
Yep.
And then they do as well play at, with the West Michigan Symphony during the Link Up concert.
Yes.
And the Link Up is our other big program. That's where all the young people get to play recorders.
Which is an awesome time.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I got to volunteer with it this past fall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was amazing to all these kids. And this program, that particular program, doesn't just exist right here in Muskegon County. Right. They bus kids from...
Well, the furthest bus comes from actually from Ludington.
Yeah.
So pretty far.
Pretty far.
Mason and County, Kent County.
Yep. Yeah. And over Oceana. Toward the Grand Rapids area, yep. down toward Holland.
Yep.
It's really Karen Vander Zanden, she does a great job organizing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of moving parts, and she is one of our education. And I say our because I serve on the board for the West Michigan Symphony.
Full disclosure here.
So I'm definitely a part of that organization and absolutely love it. And so what do you see, what is your envision as the CEO of where the symphony could be and should be like in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, it's pretty much my vision for all symphonies. Historically, the symphonies have been very much pigeonholed in playing great historic music by dead white European composers, you know, and that music is great. I'm not dissing it. Mm-hmm. Beethoven, Brahms, Tchaikovsky. Mm-hmm. We'll always play that music because that's what
the classic.
It's classic, it's and that's classic. What the orchestra, you know, we grew up together with that music. Yeah. That's what the orchestra is designed to play. But there's so much other great music out there, like the music we're playing tonight. And I want that to become as familiar to people.
Yes.
As a Beethoven Fifth Symphony. Mm-hmm. Because oh my God, this music tonight. I am so psyched about it. It is just so powerful.
Yes.
You know, I just want everybody to hear it.
Okay. I do too. Can you talk a little bit about what it takes to run not just a program like tonight's program, but just for the symphony to keep going? Like, what is the fundraising aspect of that mm-hmm. about?
Well, our budget is $1.7 million a year. Mm-hmm. And even the main concert series, ticket sales only cover like a third of that. Mm-hmm. And then for our youth education.
And the tickets are very affordable.
Yeah, we keep that's part of the reason why, Jim, because if we wanted to have the tickets cover all the expense of the concerts, no one could afford to come. Mm-hmm. So and we don't want that. So we do a lot of fundraising. Yes. I do a lot of fundraising and you and the board all help me with that. And, you know, it's sponsorships from corporations. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Muskegon has corporations, but not a huge amount.
Right.
So we also get grants, and then we ask individuals for donations. And I have to say, it is an extremely generous community.
It is.
Very supportive of the arts. Mm-hmm. And it is... It's not hard to fundraise here. You just got to ask.
You do. Yeah. You
know, and I mean, and you and I both know, because folks, you probably know Jen does a lot of fundraising herself for various causes, and she's really good at it. And yes, sometimes it is hard.
Oh, yeah.
But and it just depends on, you know, the timing and everything like that. But by and large, this is a very giving community.
It is.
Supports a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. So,
and one of the bigger fundraisers that we do every year is the gala.
Yeah.
Which is a great time.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, yeah. I love the gala.
And a lot of organizing from staff, the board members. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I have this, you talked about our staff, you know, Karen Vanderzanden, who mm-hmm. runs all the education programs. But I have another Karen, Mueller O'Neill, and she runs all the marketing. And she was such a find for us because mm-hmm. She's got 30 years of experience marketing orchestras in different places around the country. Some orchestras are much bigger than ours. Mm-hmm. So she just knows so much and knows how to, she just manages everything so carefully and knows pretty much when we plan concerts, what we can expect to bring in on each concert, depending on what is on the program. Mm-hmm. So, and she's rarely wrong. So.
Yeah. And she does like, if you've noticed in the last couple of years, like the whole social media presence mm-hmm. and utilizing reels and, you know, yesterday they went live with the Lunch and Learn. Let's talk about Lunch and Learn.
Oh, yeah. Lunch and Learn. Yeah. That was really cool yesterday.
Oh, my God. The conductor.
Yeah.
He was so knowledgeable.
I know.
I was sitting in my office multitasking, of course, listening to it. But he just, the way he talked about the music that's going to be played tonight, and not only did he talk about the music that's going to be played tonight, he talked about just the different genres and generations or in the different music.
Yeah.
Gullah Geechee, he's from, he was from what, South Carolina or something? Yeah. Like, he grew up in South Carolina. So that was a big part of his roots, and mm-hmm. talked about how he got into, music and conducting, and the featured pianist tonight, she, you know, did the same thing, and it was just a really good Lunch and Learn. Is that available on our Facebook page?
Yeah, or? You can go to our Facebook page and watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, what I really appreciated about that is that, you know, some of the music tonight has got jazz elements.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I always wondered, I don't know. You wonder, where did jazz come from and what are its roots? And he went way back the mid 19th century and talked about the roots of jazz and how it came from spirituals and from call and response singing. And
he had examples.
He had examples. I know
he had a whole presentation. Yeah. it was really good. So if you get a chance, or when you get a chance, go take a look at the West Michigan Symphony Facebook page and, you know, just kind of check it out. If you're not sure about whether you want to go tonight, but you do want to go tonight. Do. And there are still tickets available. We'll tell you in a minute how to get those. But if you want to get kind of just catch a little sneak peek of what you will be able to encounter tonight, you can go to our Facebook page and kind of listen and look at that lunch and learn from yesterday. Yep. Yeah. And speaking of tickets, there are still tickets available.
There are. You can call the box office. And that is 231-726-726. Oh, God, I'm spacing it out. Uh-oh. Go to westmichigansymphony.org. I should be ready for these questions. Go to westmichigansymphony.org.
Yeah.
You can also go to the Frauenthal Center box office in person.
Yep.
They're open. They'll be open tonight as well. There mm-hmm. are still tickets available. So yeah. even
doors if you, open at 6:45.
Yeah.
Tonight?
So, yeah, you can just get your tickets right then if you want.
Yeah. Yep. There are. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to go. So I just got a ticket yesterday, but actually found a really good like third row seat. So. Oh,
good. Yeah. It can happen.
It does happen. let's see here. So how we know the programming for today, but how does the symphony normally pick the programming that they're going to do year to year?
It's a long planning process. And it starts with asking the audience mm-hmm. for ideas, asking the musicians for ideas, mm-hmm. and asking the staff for ideas.
Okay. And then our wonderful conductor, our normal conductor, Scott.
Yeah. I mean, when he couldn't do this particular concert because he's premiering a ballet in Chicago.
Yeah.
He was the one who connected us with Kellen Gray, the guy who's conducting tonight. So none of us had ever met Kellen. Kellen didn't know any of us. And he had never worked with the pianist either. So okay. we've been kind of just sort of feeling our way this week and getting to know each other. The orchestra is really having a great time working with him.
Yes.
You know, every conductor's different mm-hmm. and the energy's different. And mm-hmm.
And he has a lot of energy.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. He does. He has a lot of energy. And so Kellen Gray is the guest conductor tonight. And let's talk about Michelle.
Michelle Kahn is the pianist mm-hmm. and, she
classically trained African American woman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She's here actually with her husband and 18-month-old.
She got a baby.
Yeah. So, I've met her husband. I haven't met her little one yet.
Okay.
She probably won't bring her to the concert, I suppose. But, anyway, she's super nice and, energetic mm-hmm. and, you know, this piece that she's playing it's called the Gershwin Concerto in F. Gershwin wrote Rhapsody in Blue. Mm-hmm. That's what most people know. And then, of course, all the Broadway songs that he did. But this was a real serious, lengthy piano and orchestra piece that he wrote. And the way she plays it, she said, it's like, it's a concerto, and normally a concerto, that just means that there's a solo instrument and it's backed by the orchestra, and in this case it's the piano, but it's really much more of a piece for piano and orchestra, she said. And so the piano is part of the orchestra in this piece, and she really plays it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her rehearse for a couple of nights in a row, and it's super exciting.
Well, there you have it, folks. Once again, tonight, this symphony is going to be a treat. Let's just say that. It's going to be a treat. There are still tickets available.
And guess what?
What?
I'm going to tell you that actual box office number.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm working on right now. So keep talking.
Okay. so again, there are still tickets available. You can... go to the website, westmichigansymphony.org.
Okay. Or, and here's the correct phone number that I couldn't remember before, 231-727-8001.
231-727-8001. All right. Yeah. So check it out, guys. I will be there in attendance. I can't wait. It's going to be a real treat.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real treat. And if this is, especially if this is your first time, you're going to want to come back. Regardless of what type of genre of music you like, if classical is not your thing, there's going to be something in there that you like. Because again, tonight there's be a variety, not just classical. There's some jazz in there too.
You will hear a lot of jazz. This is not only is this jazz oriented, but this is American music. Every piece on the program is American.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it's written by an African American or a white person, but it's all American, and you can hear what makes it American.
Yeah,
and that's really cool.
Yeah, and Kellen did. I just talked about the Lunch and Learn, but he did a great job kind of explaining that, and he went over that yesterday. Well, what makes it American music? You know, versus music coming from
Europe or Asia or India.
So and he also talked about how this type of music created or was a good starting point for other types of music too. So again, if you didn't get a chance to catch that Lunch and Learn yesterday, you can check it out on the West Michigan Symphony Facebook page and kind of get some knowledge and some education about what's going to be happening tonight.
Yep.
All right. So I want to thank my guy, Andy, over here. Andy Beeler.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank
all of you for listening.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break and come back with our next guest. Thanks for tuning in to Community Focus. Y'all keep it locked right here, 103.7 The Beat.